the podcast, episode 5 here for you today, all about etiquette. This one also so happened to be our douchiest one yet, so I really wanted to release this one. I loved it a lot. But if you're loving the podcast, please share it, give it us a little rating, even give us a little comment too. So we'll get right into it though.
Shark bait, ooh-ah-ha,
baby.
Ooh-ah.
Starts off with the Commandments logo.
All right, we have some additions to them. Don't be creepy.
No
logo.
Additions.
Logo. You sound like you don't know what you're talking about, man. You got to assert these babies. All right.
The numbering just got messed up.
Okay. All right. Is that my fault? No.
No, that's my fault.
Yeah. Who's the number guy?
Well, if you were here in the original process of making it,
you would have
caught on.
Damn, you guys are funny. All right. Number one. Don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy.
Don't talk over someone. 1 to 4 scale. Should I go through the 1 to 4?
No.
All right.
They
get it. Shark bait, ooh-ha. Don't diss Red Lobster. Still needs to be taken off.
Don't.
And
Red Lobster.
Don't complicate things.
He might take that one off.
That one. This is a list that is subject to change.
Right? Yeah.
Say it every time.
It's a living document.
All right. Jaja, Lago, Jeeds. What are Jeeds? Let them know.
God damn independence.
Gosh darn independence, man. You're not in Greek life if you're Jeed, essentially. That's what Greek life people refer to you as.
I don't get why that is.
Because we're stuck up.
It's probably exactly what it is.
We think, no. We are better than you if you're Jeed.
No, dude, there's some cool ones.
There's some cool ones out there. I agree. Got some good ones out there.
My parents.
Yeah.
Jeeds.
My mom's a Jeed.
They're cool, I guess.
My sister's a Jeed.
My brother's a bull Jeeds.
I got a brother that's not a Jeed.
You know who's a Jeed? LeBron James. Fucking Jeed.
Big Jeed.
I don't think I'd let him into a party.
Wait, so why?
He doesn't know anybody.
Why do we hate Jeeds, though? You know? Like, why is there that stigma?
I don't know, man.
It goes back to pledging.
Yeah, dude. It's like having a... You've been grinding with your team for so long. Like, you've been through, like, all the training, and, like, you've been running. Your coaches ran you to the ground. And then some kid just gets added to the team near the end.
And reaps all the benefits.
Yeah.
I hate that kid. I hate you so much.
Yep.
That's like that if someone has a friend in the house. I just despise you. If you're a friend and I don't know you. Once I get to know you, I start liking people. But, like, if someone has a friend over in this house, like a weekend, I hate that guy. We start off on the wrong foot. I don't care how nice you are.
Are you ever that guy?
To have friends over?
No, just to, like, go to a different school. And, like, crash for a weekend.
Oh, no, not really. Ah, yeah, I have.
I'm the type, I'm confused. I thought we're your only friends. You know, you have friends outside of us.
True.
The fuck?
Jeez, though.
It's probably acquaintance. Also, if you got to be kind of ballsy sleeping in another fraternity house.
Yeah.
Because it's like you get some death stares. I went to one in IU and we got kicked out our first night because we were like, these guys, it was like 100 people living in. And we were like, it's like something's bad is going to happen. Because as soon as you walk in, they're like, who the fuck are these kids, you know?
Yeah.
Death stares.
Every fraternity is like that.
Yeah.
Well, every fraternity thinks that they're better than their other fraternities.
Well, yeah. Of course. Everyone thinks their shit don't stink.
Yeah.
Which ours doesn't because we're the fucking best.
Have you ever been
Jeeds do, though.
Have you guys been to a different fraternity's party on campus?
I did before Rush, freshman year.
Where'd you go?
I was just a little innocent freshman. I went to, we're going to bleep this out, Sig Chi, SAE. I think it was only two. Got kicked out of both of them.
Really?
Yeah, I still know the kid who kicked me out. I see complete fag. That's why I didn't go there. So I didn't rush. I mean, I rushed there, but I was like, I fucking hate these kids. But
you probably could have snuck your way into one of our parties, one of the Snoop parties.
Sophomore year of high school, I was here. Freshman year of high school, I was at a Snoop party. And I was like, it was out in the basketball court, and I was like, I would never do this. I was like, fuck, I would never be in a fraternity like this.
Why is that?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just didn't think of myself as a fraternity kind of guy. I thought I was going to play sports.
You thought you were going to be a Jean?
Thought I was going to be a Jean. I didn't know what a Jean was, man.
Athletes have a name for non-athletes. It's like Muggles. Our Jean. What is it?
Muggles. Muggles.
What are they called? What?
No, Muggles. It's an acronym for like unathletic regular people.
My understanding is that it's Muggles. It's like the thing in Harry Potter. If you don't have powers, you're just like a Muggle.
Muggle. A stupid human.
Yeah.
The thing about Jeans is you can't talk shit about us like we talk shit about you, because then if you talk shit about us, you try to weasel yourself into our parties. Little fucking worm.
I hate worms.
Hate worms.
And then just don't, also, when we kick you out, don't get attitude. Like, you really want to be in a party where no one wants you there.
And don't, no one be knows alpha. You. Don't try to be alpha, all right? We have absurd numbers.
Yeah. We'll just throw bodies at you.
We have jaws to spare.
I never went to, like, a different fraternities, or, like, I only went to, like, one fraternity party when I was a Jean. First semester, and I was like, I don't know anyone here, this is super weird, and I like left within like 20 minutes. It's just so uncomfortable.
It's hard going to a party when you don't know anybody, man. You either gotta be absurdly drunk or like
really good at dancing
or just a very, very like smooth talker and able to talk to anybody, because yeah. Even then I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I could not do it. Just knowing no one. It's just not. It doesn't sound like a good time.
Sometimes it's okay. It depends on the situation. But if I'm really hammered, I can go to a party and have fun if I don't know anybody. Just embarrassing myself.
Speaking of parties.
No. Speaking of ragers. Not parties. We throw ragers.
Okay? There's some etiquette that comes along.
There's some very, very good etiquette. It's etiquette that you need. Okay. Start us off with the first one, Chuck. What do we got?
Don't be creepy. It's rule number one. It's our commandment number one.
It's our damn commandments, man. It's a name. It's the name of this podcast.
Don't be creepy.
As of right now. Don't be creepy.
That goes both ways.
It speaks for itself. Don't, if you're creepy, like.
That's not it.
It's enough said.
It speaks for itself.
What else do you want me to say? You know, like, just. Just boils my blood thinking about being creepy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Definitely never been creepy before.
What else we got, Lago? All
right. So if the party starts at 10, you're really showing up. Well, it really starts at 11:15, but you're really showing up at 11:45. That is like an unholy, like that's a known rule.
That's when you should get there, 11:45.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Group of girls. Because you don't want to show up, be the first person there and be like, Dick
the
in
first
your hand.
20 girls there, it's weird all up until, I would say, 20 girls. Yeah.
It's also usually BYOB.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I don't like, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I bank on house booze when I'm a little short on funds.
I feel that.
No, that's how, hey, that's for us though, all right?
Yeah.
You know, you should get there at 11:45 if the party starts at 10.
Yeah, water bottle in hand.
With a group of girls.
It starts at 10, you pregame at 10.
Yeah.
You should be pregaming by then, for sure. You should be deep in your pregame, actually, by then.
You should be getting antsy.
Yeah. You know that when you're like, you feel that little tingliness in your stomach? Yeah. It kind of drops down to your balls. you're getting ready.
Your confidence is going
up. It's
going
to be a good
this
night.
This is a hot take, but I think some pregames are better than the parties.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Great.
Because pregames never peak. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every party at bar night peaks, but pregames are just build up.
Yeah, that's a great point. You're
building up for the show. You should get there 11:45. Party at 10. The girls are all drunk. And you've pregamed because you're a college kid and you're a human being. And you pregame the party.
Yeah.
You also have alcohol. And you have Juul fully charged with a bag of pot. That's an incredible thing.
I'm assuming you didn't write this one.
I wrote that one.
Dude, but that was the best.
I don't actually hit the Juul, but I just think it was clever.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like?
I just don't go out of my way to hit a jewel. If some of the girls like hit a jewel, like I won't fuck you. I'll be like, give me that fucking thing.
Hey yo.
I mean, I kind of, I really love. I hate to say it, jewels are awesome, but I just don't own one. Because I can't let myself own a jewel anymore.
Cigarettes never run out of battery, so
I'm coming. Cigarettes never run out of battery.
That's gross.
Hot take. Cigarettes are back in.
All right. Never moving on. Abusing pledges, man. This goes for everybody that's not in the fraternity. It's a very frat thing. You know, first off, if you're a G, you're lucky to be even be in here at this party. This fucking rager, right? These are our pledges. We don't fuck with them, so why should we let you?
That goes for girls, too.
What's worse, a G'd guy or a G'd girl? But one of those bigger G'd girls. Like, what's worse?
Does it have to be a bigger?
That's a bigger one, bro. Because you know how there's like the group of four girls. This is standard in any group. There's the really short one. There's the bigger one. There's the okay looking one. And
sometimes. Three or four. Yeah.
Is that strictly G'd's group of four?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I've seen it like a million times. What do you think? Answer my question real quick.
Pardon?
G'd guy or a G'd girl?
But the big one. Would I rather have at a party?
Yeah.
G'd girl.
The big one, though.
Oh, the big one?
The big one.
I can kick out a G'd guy and get some entertainment out of that. But I can't kick out a G'd girl. She's going to
cry.
Yeah. I feel bad kicking out girls.
One of those fat ones tried to square up with me the other day.
No she, way.
Put her fists up.
What happened?
I don't know, I just tried to kick her out, and she's like, I'm not fucking leaving. I was like, I mean, this is my ass.
Respect. That's a ballsy thing to do.
Push me and put up her hands, and I was like,
You got alpha'd.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go in my room now. I'll leave. You know what?
Sorry for this inconvenience.
All right, next one.
What else we got, John?
Don't be the drunkest one there. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
However, if you are the drunkest one there, you better be doing something fucking funny or something we can tell a story about, or else it's just a waste for everyone involved. I feel like that's more for, if you're a guy, you better be funny.
But you better be jumping off the roof onto a table.
Breaking tables.
Yeah, breaking bones.
On fire. Something ridiculous.
Push the line.
But if it, for girls, I just wouldn't be if the drunkest one there.
Yeah, that... If you're too drunk at a party, you're just a nuisance, okay? Because
girls, yeah. Because if you get hurt, if a guy gets hurt, it's funny. But if a girl gets hurt, you're like, do we need to do something about this?
Yeah, that's true.
If a guy like breaks his leg, he's like, oh, fuck it, we'll go to the doctor tomorrow. If a girl breaks her leg, you got
party's over.
Party's over. Call an ambulance.
Like that one G'd that like cracked her head open.
Yeah.
If it was a guy, we'd have been like, all right.
Yeah, we had a girl crack her head open.
When was this?
First semester. She cracked her head open.
And we were like, oh, all right. Well, we need to call the ambulance. Like, this is serious. That's exactly what you guys are talking about. That's hilarious.
What we got is what's like... You can't get in trouble if you call the cop or the ambulance for alcohol. Rule.
Yeah, it's
is that the same for like in?
It goes with alcohol and drugs. If you overdose on your buddy overdoses on cocaine and you're taking cocaine, and you call the ambulance, you are not going to be arrested or pressed or charges pressed against you for the cocaine, because they had too many people like their buddies were
dying.
They're dying and they weren't calling the cops because they didn't want to get the charge.
So is this girl sense. Sober?
No.
But the person, I think it's the person who called and not the people at the party.
Oh, so yeah, you so got to run.
Yeah. So, like, we can't have someone, like, OD for the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take one for the boys.
Yeah, it's no good.
Spread his ashes. Snort his ashes.
So, another one is some more etiquette. If there's a theme to a party, other than an 80s theme, you know what? The 80s theme fucking sucks. I hate the 80s theme. Nobody has 80s theme clothes. All right, you have one thing, and that's what you're gonna wear every fucking time.
I think girls love 80s theme.
I don't care. I hate 80s theme so much.
I don't mind it.
So don't be the one that's not dressed with the theme. You know, go all in or don't go at all.
Yeah, like you think you're too fucking cool to dress up with all of us. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
What about the one person that's like too themed out though?
I think it's pretty funny to an extent. It depends. It's a thin line, man. You got to know. You got to know. You just got to know.
I'm gonna name drop right quick. Sometimes, yeah.
That's that he passed the line occasionally.
Well, I'm thinking like girls.
Oh, no. I don't.
When girls start wearing those god-awful, brightly colored fucking wigs. Oh, my God.
You don't like that?
Never again. I hate it. It doesn't do anything for it. Like, what? Are you more attractive to me right now? I feel like
wigs are getting more and more popular.
They are.
I saw a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
In green.
It's just not. A lot. You don't. I'm sorry. It doesn't look good. I can't say that putting a green, short-haired wig on makes you more attractive to me.
But everyone's doing it. Like forever, I feel like every girl's Halloween costume. Yeah, but the girl's like,
I don't care. It's like, okay, you look ugly.
What are you gonna do about it?
What are you gonna do?
I mean, yeah. I always try not to be the person that's too themed out.
Yeah.
There's a cool zone. You want to be 25 to 75% dressed up,
because you can get away with 25%. You're just going along with it. You're under the radar. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I like that.
You know what that's like? Like on St. Patty's Day, you just wear a green tie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like a green hat.
It's like something like you just do torso.
Yeah.
And maybe hat or something. But if you do pants and shoes too, get the fuck out of here.
You're in the 85% range. We don't.
You think like people in the 80s really dress like that? Like fucking retards, you know?
I don't get the bathing suit and tights combo. Did people dress like that?
Who are we talking about?
You know, like, what do you mean? For an 80s themed party, girls wore like a swimsuit.
You're talking about like the Pilates, like dancing thing.
Oh, leotard.
Leotard, yeah. I think you're talking about leotard.
I think right I am.
And they did for workout videos.
Yeah.
So. But not like those crazy patterns.
No, I know what you're talking about. They have the socks on, the high socks. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's like an 80s like thing.
That's a girl's go-to.
They had those workout commercials back then. Those are hot. I like it when the girls wear those.
You like it?
I like it. What do you think?
About leotards?
Leotards, yeah. High socks.
Dude, it all ponytail. Depends on the body it's on, man. Like if it's on a 2, like.
Well, yeah, duh.
But if it's on like a 4, anything looks good in a 4. Who am I kidding? All right, another thing is if I'm on aux at a party, if you come into that party, don't you dare. Don't you even think about touching the aux unless your Instagram name has DJ in it. Or you have at least 10,000 SoundCloud plays.
Or... the word fit is also in your Instagram.
Fitness, if you have a fitness Instagram account, I'll consider it. But if I'm behind the speakers and I'm scrolling through my music, queuing up some songs, I don't want your suggestions. I'm killing the game. I've got Martin Garrix Animals up next, followed by Mo Bamba. Like, this party is about to be lit.
And Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Closer by the Chainsmokers.
That's on deck.
I got sicko mode, dude. Don't even let me get started here. I'm killing the game. I don't need your suggestions. Okay, I've got it.
Some girl comes up like, "Can you play UCLA?"
Yeah, play UCLA by R.L. Grime. It's like, yeah, I'll do that. And then they hold it against you if you like get off the aux or something. You're like talking like, "You didn't play my song." It's like, bitch, because I was playing Animals by Martin Garrix. Right, it was getting turned.
Will that song ever get old? Or the Wonderwall? Wonderwall remix where it goes into you guys never heard that song? I know you guys have heard it.
I don't know. Here.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm playing Big Booty Mix 11. Big Booty Mix 11.
Strictly 11, though. It's
strictly 11. 12, 13, 14 sucked.
Did you guys go to Two Friends?
I did.
Sucked.
I didn't like it. A lot of people, you either loved it or you hated it.
I've only talked to people who hated it.
The saxophone guy was dope.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, too bad we already listened to that song before. They played Mo Bamba again.
Yeah, right.
It was even worse than the first time. I go. What we got next?
It's this song. And then it...
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
song will never get old.
No, it won't.
No, that song... I had to get...
We'll play that
so you guys have heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to play that at my wedding.
Yeah. My wife's walking down the aisle. And then just... Bam, 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 bam. She would be so mad because I'd have to keep it a secret from her.
All right, next one. No backpacks.
No.
That's a G'd move.
Oh, 100%. Only I mean, even a fanny pack is better than a fucking backpack.
Fanny packs. If you're wearing a fanny pack, I respect it. If you're wearing a backpack, fuck you.
What's in there?
Yeah, what secrets are you keeping from us?
You can't.
It's just booze.
I don't care.
Stolen objects.
It's not a backpack, okay? You can wear... Anything but a backpack, okay?
You just look like such a nerd.
Don't wear a fucking backpack. Jim.
What if it's like a designer? What if it's like a designer?
No.
No, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. I don't look at brands, okay? Jim Harbaugh wears fucking backpacks to parties.
Does he?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
What if it's on the girl? And you know those girls wear those really small little backpacks?
Yeah,
what do you guys think about those?
With like the spaghetti strap?
Fine. What do you guys think about those?
But like, what's in there?
Wait, I think backpacks. I always thought we were all under the understanding that backpacks are like a guy thing. Like girls don't wear actual backpacks to parties.
No, yeah, no,
that's like a purse.
But I've been seeing a trend with these girls wearing these really small backpacks. Yeah, what are you keeping?
And whatever is in there.
This is a question.
If it
for
is important,
day.
You could snatch that so easily.
This is a question for another day. Once we have an actual female on this podcast.
Oh, true. What secrets female. Are you hiding in that backpack? That's so small.
What could you possibly have in there? Because
you can't
need?
Keep big secrets in there.
No. Those are small, dirty little secrets.
They're little white lies that they just take out one by one.
Don't grind at our part. Don't grind at parties. Don't grind at ragers, okay? It's not the time. It's not the place. You look trashy. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. Nobody else wants to see it. Who are you? Why are you here? Get the fuck out. Who do you know here? All right, end of story.
If,
next one.
What if it's Valentine's Day? What if it's Valentine's Day? Is grinding accepted?
No.
I like watching other people
in the
grind.
Bedroom.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's like, it's entertainment from the outside.
Oh, shit. Wait, what? Say it again?
When I see like people grinding, and it's like our boys, and they're grinding up on like a random girl or something like that, it's hilarious. Because then you can, like,
girl,
point them out.
Or if it's a four. Most of these rules
then
go
you
out
can
of,
grind.
Most of these rules go out of, the, like, they go, or these, you know, suggestions. Most of this etiquette goes out the door if the girl's a four. Right at the door.
You do whatever it takes.
You do whatever the fuck it takes to get that four, okay?
She likes backpacks and sunglasses.
If she wears backpacks,
I'll start wearing a tiny backpack.
If she wears a backpack, wears sunglasses inside, wants the aux cord, doesn't dress to the theme,
then she's not a four.
Is abusing pledges.
If she does all these
part,
things,
she gets
she's tax. Not a four.
But dude,
if
being she existed. Is still a four after all of that, you are talking to a special, special lady, and I want to take her home to my mom.
I don't. Yeah, I mean.
That's a big if, though, man.
Yeah.
That was don't. Huge if. That was almost don't exist. I almost talked. I could have talked about a unicorn just now. You never know.
Speaking of sunglasses, what do you guys think about them at parties?
Here's my take. When it's during the day and you have like a party going on inside and outside, you can wear your sunglasses outside. And when you walk inside, a 5-minute timer starts.
You got to adjust for the light. You know what I mean?
A 5-minute timer starts. You walk in, you got 5 minutes to either stay in there, get another drink, and go back outside, or just take them off. If you're inside for more than 5 minutes, yeah,
you can put them on your forehead, you can put them on the top of your head, but if they're on your nose, like
halfway down, What are you doing?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I want to keep on etiquette here. I'm liking the etiquette.
Yeah.
What's the door etiquette on campus, John? What is it?
Well, I don't know. So, the other day, it really struck me that I do this almost every day. If you walk into a building and you walk through a door and immediately after that, there's another door.
I don't know if that's a thing in the South. Is that a thing in the South? Because I feel like it keeps the cold out. It probably is. Never mind.
Continue. Anyways, sorry. The double door where you walk into a door and there's another door right after. If somebody holds both doors for you, do you say thank you twice? I only say thank you after the first one. Then I keep walking, and then I'll give them a little courtesy nod. The second door.
Yeah. If you don't, I'm saying thank you the first one and just kind of like a little nod. They know I'm thankful, right? I already said I'm thankful for the second door. But if you say thank you for the second door, you probably wear backpacks to parties. You're probably a cheat.
I feel like that happens whenever I hold both doors for someone. I always get two thank yous. That's why I started question guessing myself.
Yeah, it's like two thank yous, man. Like
it's just
it's too much.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. What, do you have a stutter?
No, dude, come on. Like, I'm thankful. You know what I mean? Like,
you already know that I'm thankful.
Yeah. So.
I'm doing first door, thank you, and then the second one, like, cheers. Like,
cheers.
Cheers, man.
I'm going to start saying make that. It weird. The first time, I'm going to be so scared to say it, though.
Like, thank you. Cheers, mate.
Someone's going to be like, what the fuck did you say to me?
Okay, how far away is too far to hold the door open?
Came up with this theory, all right? This is theory. Listen closely, guys. If it's a guy, if I'm looking over my shoulder, that double check over my right shoulder, and I see a guy and he's more than two steps away, that door is being thrown open, and hopefully there's no wind, and hopefully that door is going to stay open long enough so he can get a hand there.
It's going in the shower.
Podcasting Fried Houses, baby. You already know. That door's getting thrown open.
I agree.
It's
that's luck. Like five steps for me.
Good luck. Like more than like good luck.
But you're not turning around.
Dude, if you turn around, you're automatically in, like
you have to open it. You have to keep it open.
It's all about the quick glance.
If you take that quick glance and you see him and then you don't hold the door open for him, like that
it's a dick move.
That's some risky waters right there, man.
That happens though. Then you just have to walk faster to create more distance.
But let me get this theory out, right? The two steps is for guys, but for girls, this is where it comes in. It's three steps for a one. It's if it's a one, like I'll sit there for like half a second. Here's your door. Two, she gets another step. All right, that's four steps. I'll hold that door open. A three's coming along. I'll give her five steps. Hold that door open. Go out of my way.
Four.
And if it's four, oh, man, you get six steps.
A unicorn.
I'm holding that door open, giving her a little look into her eyes. I'm probably outside, so my eyes are probably looking pretty nice. Look her right in her eyes and just hopefully she says thank you.
And then seven steps, you do the hope you make it.
I'm not feeling awkward enough to make – I don't want you to jog. Like, you don't have to jog to this door. Like, yeah. I'm not that much of a dick. Like, that door's being thrown open. Hopefully you make it. If not, deuces. What do you think, Lago? What do you think about that theory?
I like that theory. Because whenever, if I make eye contact with someone and they don't hold open the door for me, that like kind of ruins my day.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like that's recently I've been like trying to think like, it's optimal if you got the door, but you can see the reflection of how far away they are.
Yep. Yep.
So it's prime conditions. I can see it, and then I can just know. Yeah. It's like I'm just like an all knowing God. This open door for him.
But if you look at me and you don't hold it open for me, I'm like gonna curse your firstborn.
Like I
hate that.
Fuck that.
Okay. Something I noticed was when I was meeting more people from outside of the Midwest. The further outside of the Midwest you are, the less you're holding doors open for other people.
Really? I don't know.
What do you think about that?
Wait, say that again. So
like, the further you get away from the Midwest, the less amount of doors you hold open.
Oh yeah, people don't give a fuck.
People don't give an at. People outside of Midwest are dicks, dude.
I wonder if people go, oh,
oh, I go. Or the, let me just squeeze on by you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, oh.
Anything.
Oh.
That's got to be my most used word.
Oh.
You just do something stupid.
Oh. Oh.
Was that a thing for you? You ever say, oh?
No. No. Are you trying to say oop?
Oh. No, like, I'm in the way. I'm like, someone's like, excuse me. I'm like, oh. Every time. Every fucking time. It fucking, I do it. Every time.
It's like, why?
I can't get it out.
It's like, anytime there's somewhat any bit of being uncomfortable, it's just a, oh.
I don't know why mine is like, I'm sorry. Like, I apologize all the time for shit that I don't even do.
Dude, I don't know
what it's like. Even when you miss somebody to cheers, you like, oh. You like, mess up the handshake. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, my bad. Oh, sorry.
That's crazy. Dude. Everyone says that.
Oh,
I saw this.
I'm about to tweet that later. No, most used Midwest sayings or most used Midwest words. One, oh.
One of I saw this really funny video, and it's like how to tell like. A real glass from like Toledo, Ohio, and he like rubs his finger around the rim of one glass and nothing happens, and he rubs a finger around the second glass and it goes, oop, let me just squeeze on by you here. That was a good video. You say pop or soda?
Soda.
Pop.
What do you say?
I think I say soda. But I think that's uncharacteristic.
I don't really say pop or soda. I just say let me get
a Coke.
Let me get that.
Let me get a lemonade or a sweet tea.
Lemonade on Michigan State campus is too sweet.
I'm gonna disregard you said that. That's like because if you don't have sweet lemonade, you have lemon water.
Good point.
We gotta stay on track.
We're getting way off track. All right, we're Shacker etiquette. What's it like? Laga, start this off. You haven't read this one yet, so I want your
raw thoughts. Yeah.
This is before a girlfriend.
For Shacker etiquette, just in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just very broad. Like, yeah, she can sleep over. I don't give a fuck.
I'm talking like in the morning. Like, what are you doing?
I'm getting her the fuck out of there as quickly as possible. I don't deal with morning breath. I can't deal with morning breath. Though, yeah, I know it happens, but does that mean that I need to like smell it and have it like spanking me in the face?
It is like a cold hard spank.
Yeah,
I hate that. That's my worst. If a girl has bad breath, sorry, this is besides the point. I'm trying to get her out there. I'm also trying to get my clothes back. So if you can slip that in, like,
I see. I have no problem giving girls clothes. Like, I don't mind when girls sleep over. Kind of prefer it. It's like, I just don't care. Like. I sleep better when I'm sleeping with somebody.
Really?
So, yeah, 100%. I know I can't wake up early, but I definitely sleep better. I mean, I'm going to give my clothes as well. Like I said before, my closet is thoroughly spread out across this campus.
What percent are you getting that back?
You whore.
It's low. It's low. I give them my – I don't give them very good stuff. So it's very prideful for me when I see a girl wearing something with my name on it or something that's mine. Like imagine walking to class and seeing a Shacker who I ghosted and she's wearing a hoodie that I hate. I'm gonna repeat that.
You love that line,
man. I love this line, dude. I'm so fucking good at writing. It's just prideful for me when I'm like walking to class one day and I see a girl who I ghosted. She's a Shacker and I just fucking never talked to her again. She's wearing my hoodie. And I hate that hoodie, and I didn't have time to give it to the Salvation Army. And now she has it. It's in good hands. She can remember me.
You like that.
It's prideful.
I don't like giving out clothes.
Same.
You don't give them anything nice. What can I say?
I feel like I only have, like...
All my clothes I just have are, like, nice. I want them, you know?
Clothes. All my clothes are hand-me-downs, but that's beside the point. They gotta know when to go.
They gotta know where to go.
This is a very difficult, like, you just gotta know. All right. You got to have enough experience here to know. How well do you know the person? All right. You got to take a couple things into account. How well do you know him? How long have you been there?
Two.
Did you sleep over?
Three.
Did you have sex?
Four.
How good was it?
Five.
All things you got to take into account.
Nice.
So.
You're right. You just got to read the person.
It's a difficult. It's a. He's got to know. Think about living in a frat house, Lago. You can probably attest to this. The girls' needs are a lot more burdensome than normal than if you lived in a regular house, because if a girl tells me it's UTI time, I have to get her toilet paper, and then I have to walk her to the bathroom, because if I was at a sorority, I would not want to walk to the bathroom by myself. So I got to provide some empathy there, and then I got to watch the door, right?
So yeah.
You got to watch the door, all right? You just don't know who's walking in there. It's the polite thing to do.
What if a girl asks to like use a toothbrush or something?
See, I'm seasoned in this department, so I have extra toothbrushes.
No way.
Yes, I swear to God, I do. They're not given out often, but they haven't given out before.
Good for you.
Because
how many mouths have been on?
Oh, dude, I'm not a savage. Like, they get a new toothbrush every time. I'm not some fucking. I don't want to watch the world burn.
That's hilarious, man.
Dude, if you give a girl a toothbrush that's already been used, you probably wear backpacks to parties.
but that'd be a funny move.
But that's my etiquette in a frat house. You gotta walk a girl to the door. You gotta watch the door, and you gotta give her your toilet paper
and shoes.
Oh, dude, and shoes. A girl took my most beloved shoes once. I had a problem with that.
You fuck.
You gave them to her.
Dude, there was glass on the ground, and I couldn't let her walk outside on barefoot. So I gave her my pride possession. I couldn't give her my shower shoes, though, so I had to give her my OG slides. Those things were gone for like 2 months, man. Fuck.
I'm trying to think of, like, what etiquette would be for guys.
It's just, like, it's a good, like, you know, hosting material, you know? It's good etiquette.
Yeah. This shack etiquette has so many layers, and you can go in so deep. I just want a good, thorough coverage of it. If you're a dude, you got to read the layout. You got to read the situation.
Whenever I'm at Fee, I have to be in that room for the whole night. I can't go pee. I have to finish everything, brush my teeth, do everything.
You no, just because like prepare yourself. I'm not gonna go pee till the morning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go pee till the morning. I can't brush my teeth till the morning. Can't make any like real loud noises, because the house mom's like lurking everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't understand house moms.
I don't either.
That's besides the point.
But this is our last topic coming up. Keep it on the college theme here. Adderall, man. Adderall is crazy. I'm gonna. Everybody uses it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's like candy.
Yeah.
On a college campus.
Yeah. I honestly don't know where I'd be if I didn't have it, like in school.
It's fine. I feel like it's fine because people are like, they're using it so they can get their work done. It's not like they're trying to get high. You know what I mean? It's not like they're doing it just to get high. Sometimes they use it to drink more, but more often than not, they just want to get their shit done. You know what I mean?
I'm looking up how many, like, do you think Adderall is more common than smoking weed?
No.
I'd say they're comparable.
We haven't looked into it too hard, but I think this can come up again in the future. Adderall is just so many people use it, the masses, that it's like, it's not looked down upon at all, I don't think.
No.
Like, I don't know how it would be if I got pulled over and, like, I had Adderall. And I wasn't prescribed. I'm not sure how that would go.
Well, I think it's different if you were to have it in a bottle, in like the original prescription bottle with someone else's name. Then you're into some issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They also like, I'm not sure if they can tell what it is directly off the bat.
It's an amphetamine, yeah.
What are the downfalls of Adderall?
I mean, I'm sure there's withdrawal and shit. I'm sure there's side effects of it. I mean, what are the what?
Like downsides.
The downsides. I mean, you probably you become relied on. You have a reliance on it. Like I can't, because I'm sure there's people who take it enough to where they like I can't study without Adderall, and that's rough.
They get spacey. My friend was taking it. You know how when you get prescribed for it, they say you take it every day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And these kids now are like a little off now.
Yeah,
heads are in the clouds.
I think that's why my parents didn't let me get like a prescription in high school.
My brother's prescribed. I've asked my mom for it. I was like, "Mom, I need it." She's like, "No, you're just not driven."
Is it too loud? Is it too like late to try and get a prescription?
I don't think it ever is.
No.
But I was never given.
I'm gonna go to a doctor.
Say you're half retarded, and they'll give you one.
Like, what are they gonna do? Like,
no, you're not half
like
retarded.
ADHD. Yeah, ADHD. Yeah. ADHD.
I mean, I don't know how they just couldn't. I bet you, it's probably like you know how easy it is to get like a weed card. All you do is call a doctor now, like pay $100.
It's exactly like that. Like Ziggy got his recently.
Yeah, it's. I don't know, man. Adderall's.
I'm for it.
I'm for it, 100%. If you got to use it and you got to study and you got to grind this exam out because it's going to fucking impact your GPA, your bullshit GPA, then fucking do it.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody takes Adderall for bad reasons.
Mm-hmm. People take it, well, they take it to party.
Yeah, you drink more. You can drink more when you're on Adderall too, so.
Yeah, but you know where the problem with that is? Like Adderall will keep your body alive more like than your body would live without Adderall in its system. So, like, if you pass out, like, the Adderall is going to keep, like, your body, like, running, like, functioning.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as that's off, like, your body's pretty much just been dead. Like, if you, like, OD, or not OD, like, drink yourself to death. So, like, the drunk hits you all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It says 5 to 35% of college students.
It's got to be more.
What college students could admit to taking Adderall? They're not prescribed. That's the thing. I don't know. That does not seem right to me.
It also doesn't stop, you know. People, like professionals in their careers, they take Adderall all the time.
Yeah, dude. It's like a super drug, man.
Yeah.
The shit it just works.
It's limitless, basically.
It's limitless.
It's insane.
I just watched that NZT. Movie. So dope.
NZT. Don't Be Creepy movie reviews coming up soon.
Hey, I like that.
What was that?
Don't Be Creepy movie reviews. All right, dude, we've been recording 45. Time flies by when you're having fun. So
that was the perfect time.
So let's do it, man. Shark bait, ooh-ha-ha.